Okay, so let's pick it up on Hakdama Yud Daled. So we did a lot, Baruch Hashem, and hopefully we remember some of it. But these are big topics, sophisticated topics, and this is a sefer that's not learned just once. So even if we don't remember what we learned last, we could still move ahead. So he entitles
Hakdama. Like personally, I'm sorry if I reveal.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like personally, I've seen these inyanim pop up in different places now in my head. Obviously, not fully understanding what
right.
This song. Of it.
Sure. Yeah, when you see them come up, it makes it it strengthens the understanding, and then when you go through Sifsechen a second time and a third time, it mamish comes to life. So he writes there, Hakdama Yud Daled is Chamisha Chushim B'Seichel Ovemidos. There are five senses we have in the brain, in the midos, and the actions. And Bo Yisbayer Ketzad Nirmazim HaEsher Sfiros B'Chamisha Chushim. And we're going to explain how the 10 spheres line up with the five different senses, Shebeseichel v'midos, Vavodas Adam l'kasher machshava l'hadibur, and to connect to one's mind to one's speech. Okay. Ha'adam nivra b'tzel melkim. That's how man was created. And v'chol evara v'chushav heim dugma elyona. And all the limbs that we have and all the different senses and understandings is connected to the above, or it's at least a diagram of the above. L'chein ha'chamisha chushim shebeseichel adam. Shame, what are the five, not really senses, it's really five elements of how the brain works. There are five stages. So it's first a ratzon, he's going to elaborate on each one. Ratzon, a person has a certain ratzon. Seichel is an understanding. Machshav is a thought, it's a little bit more fine-tuned, and we'll see how he explains this. Kol is sound. Dibor is really directing the sound into words. So these are five levels of really the development of speech. Nivro gamkin ba'ofena eser sfiros k'dilahalon. So these five levels are really lined up with the 10 spheres, as we'll explain. Dihine, kasher ha'adam rotze la'asos ezadavar. When a person wants to do something, or lomar, to say something, afilu dibur echad, even if it's one statement, one word, yeshlo mekodem ratzon lomar. He has to first want to. Now, it's hard for us to think about this because we just speak. We don't really think about what happens. And we do, but we don't realize that we're thinking that when I want to say this word, my mind actually processes this to get there. Now it just comes so quickly for us. Our mind works so fast. We're so used to speaking. Sometimes people do think without speaking. But there is, even then, there's some thought process that goes on. There's a ratzon. So the ratzon is a want.
It's like a computer. And nowadays you just press a button. But really there's a lot of thought that
way. So there's a ratzon, a person has a ratzon to, he wants to say something, wants to do something. So yeshlo mekodem ratzon lomer, ubisichlo misnotetz harayon shiomer. So in his brain, his mind, there sparks an idea. Vizek keser, that's called keser. Keser is the highest point. Keser is always ratzon. If you learn through the Svarim, keser is always ratzon. The reason why, because, let's look at the footnote, because he talks about ratzon, there's something higher than ratzon even though. And so if you look at the footnote on the side here, Ratzon Pe'elyon Hu Bechinas Akshanus, which Besidah Harav Baal Tanya, Kasvi writes, Yesh Ratzon Shu L'malam Min HaSeichel V'Nikra Ratzon Elyon. Something called Ratzon Elyon. Inside the text, you saw Stam Ratzon. Ratzon Elyon is even a higher level. V'Hu Al Das Dugma Mimash Anu Rom She'il Adam Ratzon B'litam. A guy's got a Ratzon which doesn't make any sense. It's called a fantasy. When I spoke about it on the Shabbos Joshua, where a guy has dreams that are just unrealistic. So, you know, I want to be a billionaire. That's unrealistic. I want to, fly. That's unrealistic. So that's a Ratzon Elyon, which is mamish, doesn't make any sense. So that's really the highest level. The Ad Rabbah, he says that Gam Sheyatam V'Seichel Soser L'Ratzono. Logic actually goes against what his Ratzon is. Ratzon doesn't make sense in the world of logic. You know, inventors sit around and just like, they have these wild ideas that sometimes you could turn those Ratzon Elyons into reality. You know, 500 years ago they spoke about flying, so maybe it wasn't realistic back then, but it was a possibility. But there's a Ratzon Elyon which is out of this world, which is out of the realm of logic. So that's the highest level Ratzon Elyon. So you go back now inside the text where we were. We're talking about a little bit of a lower ratzon, which is a little bit more realistic. That's stam ratzon, that's called keser. Keser is the highest level in really yeser spheros, aside from ratzon elyon. So this keser, he calls it, that's ratzon elyon. Again, we know that there's a higher level, but we'll call this keser ratzon elyon in this world. And then goes from keser, it trickles down to chachma, shuha enyan shiro tolomer. That's the want to say something. So the ratzon elyon is like an idea, Machshava is the wanting this to bring it out. V'acharkach mizbonei v'machshavaso. Then you begin to think in your mind, be'ezah seder, how should I say this? How could I articulate? How could I present this idea? V'ofen v'ezah lomer, which words should I choose? Zebina. So I guess I'll bring it down like this. The Ratzon is I want to live summer. So then the machshava of the chachma says, okay, so let's make a house. And so then the bina is like, okay, let's kind of structure that. How should we structure it? That's the idea. It's an idea, and then it's brought down a little bit more focused, and then a little bit more focused. That's the breakdown. The achrei kein, after this level of the ratzon elyon to chachma to bina, that I really want to use which word, which bricks. So then achar kach ba hachalata machshava, ayde das. Now das now brings it into the world. I don't know what it really means. I don't know the six elements of the kana, of the vocal cords, to actually use the sound to create a word. That's the hint, romez achashisha ktsavos, the six ktsavos, the six ends. That's the six spheres in the middle, chesed, gvura, tferes, netachod, and yisor. Those six is bringing into voice, trickling through my vocal cords. So that's what he calls Shin Misham Yotze Kol, where the voice comes from. Zet Teferis, Shushor Shavruach, that's where the sound begins to come out. But now the actual words that are being stated, that's Misham Ba HaKol Hashem Motzal Sepeh. That's where it comes from, the Malchus, which is the Peh, where the words actually are being said. Not just the voice and the sound, but the words. Zet HaHei Tata, that's the lower Hey of Yud Kevav Ke, which is the Malchus, She B'Shem Havaya B'Kanal Hagdamaches. Now my lips and my tongue and my teeth and all the different parts of the mouth are able to now create words. Malchus peh, the Malchus represents peh all over. The movement of my mouth, the movement of my lips is an action. I bring it into the world, into the Olam Ha'asiyah. That's the idea that's going on here. That's why, I'm not sure we discussed this yet, but all the different spheres have different names of Hashem. Right? Yud Kei Vav Kei is all of them together. And then, Chesed Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then Gvura is Elokim. So, Malchus is Adnus. Aleph Dal Nun Yud is Adnus, this week's Parsha. In fact, why is it this week's Parsha? Because the Gemara says that who's the first person to call Kadosh Baruch Hu Adon was Avram Avinu. So this week's parsha is the Adnus. And what it means is, that's why we say Hashem Sosai Tiftach, let Hashem, if Adnus is really Malchus, you're crowned the Kadosh Baruch Hu king, that's what it means. That Avram made Hashem king, he called him an Adon, a master. So Malchus is about giving a peh, the ability to say something. Ein melech below am. The king can't be anything unless he has an am to do something to. So Malchus is about giving something to reality, to the am that's below it. So that's why we begin every Shemoneh Esrei, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, open up my lips, because Adnus, which is Malchus, which is really Peh, the ability to say something, to bring it into this world. That's the idea of Malchus. So that's how voice, how speech trickles down from the brain, the highest level, down to the mouth.
It's not in order, though. You said that,
what do you mean?
At first.
It is, sure, it's in order, yeah.
No, I'm saying the Chalchum. He said the five. Ratzon Sechel Machshava Kol Dibur.
Yeah, it's in order. Yeah,
it is. Ratzon was Kesed. Yeah, he skipped Sechel.
No, it's he doesn't mention that, but that's I think that's what he means by the Chachma. When Chachma wants to put into a Machshava, but he doesn't say it here. But the idea that you want to say it, that's Sechel. Machshava is the really Bina, where you want to start using which words, and then kol is tferes, and then dibor is the pet. So then he says, ma'isa hi b'malchus. And then he said, to finish the paragraph, the ma'isa is malchus when you bring it into the world of asiyah. V'chol ha'asiyos she'odam osa kulam holchen derech ha'chamisha chushim hanal. Every action a person does, not only when it comes to speech, but every action a person does, goes to the same thought process. So sometimes it comes out in the form of word, and sometimes it comes out in the form of action. So the person wants to raise his hand. So there's a process. I decide to raise my hand. I decide to come down to Chachma, to Bina, and then I do it. Al derech mashal melech shala b'rtzono, a person, a king, has an idea. This notates b'sichla, then it sparks his chachma, the light goes on. Rayon chadash, livnos la palten gadot, he wants to build a palace. Zeh keser, that's all. Keser shu ratzon, he'elyon v'chachma. That's right, you see there, it's the seichel chachma, he writes there clearly. Achadarin lo hiskim be'ez makom livnos, he doesn't decide where he wants to build the palace, right? He says, I have an idea. I have an idea to build a palace, but where should I put it? So, imeitah hayam, should I put it next to the water? Oeitah hahar, next to the mountain, luchadome. Umaschel is bonin, lufi hachalata sachachmaso, heyachi hitov yosa. Then he begins to decide and figure out where's the best place to position, to situate my palace. Ulufize osa mipaset sir. It comes out to this image she's creating, this map, an image, a blueprint. Heyach levnosa b'diuk kamachadarm. He starts to sketch how should he build a palace. Rooms here, and how many bedrooms, and bathrooms, and kitchens. And then kamachalonos, how many windows, v'chadoma. Sheyatim ha'kolim ritzona v'chachmasa, so that everything should parallel, should line up with his ratzon, with his chachma, with his secha. V'zeo bina shemevin davar mitoch davar. That's what bina is, the ability to understand something one from the next. That's what bina is always, mevin davar mitoch davar, be able to dissect something. That's the idea of bina. Bina is always when you separate things. A person can have a idea. You know, I always think, I don't know why this comes to mind, but you have these inventors, and it goes back to like Michelangelo. He used to make all these sketches of crazy ideas and like sketch and crumble things up and throw it out and sketch this. And finally, when you think, this is the idea we're going to go with. Or, you know, Weimer was talking about the other night about, you know, what she named the shul. You know, this and this and this. That is a bad idea. Right, so this idea, bad idea. Eish kodesh, eish kodesh, eish kodesh. That's with the bina, when you're finally able to dissect what you want to accomplish. Maven to davar mitoch davar. The idea, just to elaborate on bina just a little bit, to understand this concept of bina being maven davar mitoch davar, it's separating the bad ideas with the good ideas. You know, bina is the source of the inyan of tara and tshuva, because it's separating bad from good, dissecting what we should keep, what we shouldn't keep. So the mikveh, you know, Yom Kippur is all about bina. Yom Kippur is all about bina. Yom Kippur is all about removing the bad. Ochel mitoch psolas. I'll share with you a little bit of a side topic, but just to really bring out bina a little bit more. I just saw yesterday, I shared it actually with the kolel, and the kolel we give chaburas to each other. We're learning Hilchos Chedushin. So I was talking about yesterday the idea of keitim meraktim lefnei akala. So the Degel Machon Ephraim says that keitim meraktim lefnei akala, dancing in front of the kala, is like going to the mikveh before the regel. Gemara says you're supposed to go to the mikveh. We discuss this in the chabura. The person has to be matar atzmo beregel. So that's a very very cryptic line. Dancing in front of the kala is like going to the mikveh before the regel. And the idea is because just like going to the mikveh is the place of bina, where the bina removes all maven davar mitoch davar, removes all the bad, all the psolas, and makes a person tahor. So too, dancing in front of the kala. So the lashon meraktin is rikud. What's rikud? What's a merakid? It's one of the melachos in Shabbos, to sift. So it's called, the reason why it's called merakid is because when you sift, you dance. But also, dancing is called sifting because dancing is also separating. Because in the Indian of separating, you begin to dance around the kala. You know, the idea that I understand it is Rabbi Nachman talks about a nara. A nara before she's married is called a nara without the hay at the end. But when she becomes married, she gets a hay, becomes a nara with the hay at the end. And the idea is because the hay comes from bina. Remember we spoke about yud ke vav ke? Yud is the chachma, hay is the bina, vav is the tferis, and hay is the bara malchus. So when she's a young girl, that's a malchus, is a young girl. So you imagine, you know, every wife is different, but you know, a lot of times wives are very strong, mothers have to be strong. But you think back, that wife may not have been that strong when you're dating her, right? Typically young girls are very timid, and they're soft, and they're quiet. When they become mothers, they have to be strict. They have to have bedtimes, they have to make sure homework's being done. So there's given a certain malchus to them, a certain strength given to them. So she's given that other hay of becoming a nara. The idea is that, Rabbi Nachman talks about when you dance on the kala, you get rid of all the psolos from the kala, and you've elevated her to a nara with the hay. She's now a queen, right? Chasen dom lemelech, kala is dom lemalka. You just elevate her, because the place of dancing is a place of bina. And Bina gets rid of all the bad things, all the psolas, and elevates a person to a high level. So like when a person goes to the mikvah, it's removing all the psolas and elevates a person to the high level of Bina. So that's what he's saying here is, when a guy decides he wants to make a palace. But how should I build a palace? Let me sketch this out. No, bad idea. Let me do this type of good idea. So removing the bad and creating something positive, funneling it through, that's the concept of Bina. So he says further now, at 6:00, we have still time. He says further, Achar kach, kasher metuva la'avadav hashomim l'kolo, when the king now commands his servants to listen to his voice, la'asos kemoshit sire. So now I've made a plan here. Now carry out my plan, zet teferis shukol. That's teferis. Now making the blueprint into a sound, something, bring it to reality. Start processing, what should we do? Buy all the material that we need to build the house. Then after you buy the material, that's kol, now let's make it into something final. When they actually build it, zemalchus shimasa. See, the idea is that he has this line here that when they listen to your voice, Bina, that reason says Bina is really listening. Because when you're sitting at a meeting, you're listening to different ideas that are being thrown out there, you have to figure out what's correct and what's not correct. Shomea, shemia is to maven, to understand. Shomea doesn't mean to hear, it means to listen. Makshivosa, but to understand the reality, what's good and what's not good. What's a good idea, what's not a good idea. So the idea is that Bina means to understand what you should be doing, to hear, to maven tavar mitoch tavar, to understand what's right and what's wrong. That's why next week's Parsha, you know, there's a fight between Avram and Sarah, what to do with Hagar. Avram says, we have to keep her. She has my son Yishmael. And Sarah says, no, get rid of this lady. She's crazy. So Avram doesn't know what to do. So Avram looks to Hashem. Hashem says, Kol asher tamar lecha Sarah tishma b'kola. Listen to whatever she says. So why does we listen to the Sarah of Avram? So Rashi tells us because Sarah was a greater Nevi'ah than Avram was. And the Rashi says in a different place that Sarah and women in general have a certain Bina Yisera, the language. Bina Yisera means a certain understanding what's true, what's not true. You know, I could tell you my own experience that certain things, even chinuch decisions, that my wife had a certain sense that we should be doing this and not. Like, I don't know how she understood it, but she was right. She was right mamish on the money. Because they have a certain Bina Yisera, the ability to understand right and wrong. You know, whether it's the Yetzer Hara doesn't impact a woman in general more as much as it does to a man, that we get blinded by different things. The women have the clear understanding of the Shemia, understanding Havana, Abina, to what is reality of Maven, Tavar, Mitoch, Davar. And then they bring it into reality. So this is the idea of Bina and Shemia. So he says further now, Ach, Bekan, what time do we normally stop? How do we?
Quarter after.
That's what we do, okay. It's been so long. Sorry, guys. Ach bekan yesh nafka mina bein melech l'stam adam. There's a difference between a king and stam adam. De'et al stam adam, a regular person, b'nei adam, mikrei ahasiya malchus v'adibra huat b'tferes. By regular person, so everything's going to move back a little bit. By me and you, so malchus is really ahasiya, doing something. And my dibra, my speech, is really tferes. That's different from what we just said right now. But when it comes to a king, it's different. The melech is nishtana l'amalyusa, his levels are changed, v'dibur kvar nechshav k'maisa. His speech is actually considered maisa. Because when a king says something, it's considered, it's done. Right? The Gemara talks about even a few places, I forget the language, when the king says something, you could consider it to be complete. Ki akar, he quotes the Gemara here, right? Ki akar tura, when he says, I'm going to uproot a mountain, l'hadabar, he's not going to retract. It's a strange thing, you have like, you know, Achashverosh sent these letters out, you know, in this Megillah's Esther. I sent out a letter. I can't change my mind. What do you mean you can't change your mind? You're the king. No. So unfortunately, politics nowadays, all the presidents say, we're going to do this, I'm going to do this. None of them tell the truth. It's all the opposite, unfortunately. They're all mamish shakranim. But when it comes to a real king, when a king says, I'm going to do something, he'll make sure to get it done. His dibur is kimaisa dami. U'chamosh mitzava kenasa, whatever he commands, it's going to be the end. It says in Koheles, "Basher diber melech shaltam," when the king spoke, "Lachay nechshav dibor shlo kamaisa." Then it's considered kamaisa. But that can only be true if a melech has a team of people. But melech b'lo'am, lo ein melech b'lo'am, you can't have a king without a nation. So he has to have a nation to give it to. He has to have people to give it to. I'll tell you in a beautiful Bas Ayin, in the parish related to this idea of a king. That a king, it can only be a king if you have people to give to. So I mentioned before how Avraham Avinu was the first one to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu an Adon, the Gemara says. Points out based on the Pesukim. He's the first one to call him a king. So why didn't no one else call him a king? So he explains that, what does a king mean? You can't be a king, you and I can't be kings of the animals. I can't be a king of a... I might own a dog, I could own a cat, I could own fish. I'm not a king of a fish, of a goldfish. I'm not a king of my cat or my dog. I'm not a king of my lizard, whatever pet you have, or whatever animals. You can't be a king. Why can't you be a king of an animal? Because you can only speak of kings if you're of the same type, the same species. So the king of the jungle is a lion, because a lion can be a king of the other animals. But I can't be king of an animal. So then how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be the king of people? The difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us is much further than me and a cat. So how could you speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Adon, as a Melech? So Bas Ayin says a beautiful thing. Bas Ayin says, because there's a certain Tzelem Elokim that Avram had, which made him godly, which made him in the realm. There's a certain element that the Yid has, a Kedusha of a Yid, that godliness, that Chelek HaKami Mal, that a Yid has, that Avram had, you could start talking about being a king. That Kadosh Baruch was a king of us, because we're not just animals, we're not even just humans. But Kedusha is Yisrael. So therefore he bridged that gap, and that Kadosh Baruch was a king. And then once you have a king with a nation, so then when the king says something, the nation just follows through, makes sure he carries it out. He writes, Kacha ya etzlo yizbarach kiviyachal be'ez b'yasalam. That's how it was when the world was created. Shemotzi Shabbos, hainu b'or liyom harishon. So when it came to Motzi Shabbos, the evening of Sunday, ala b'ritzono ha'pashit livro ha'olam. In a very simple idea, I want to create a world. And Vayidei shehibit v'hisbonim, by him looking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu peering and understanding b'chachmaso in his chachma, u'binasa, and his further understanding, k'viyachal b'maaseim, shal tzadikim shasidim la'asam. I'm going to go a little fast, I want to make sure just to finish it. Oh, we have time. We have 2 minutes to finish this piece here. So, he understood the tzadikim that are going to be, hischel abriya teka b'yom rishon. So Motzei Shabbos was his first. Now it's funny to speak about Motzei Shabbos because there wasn't a Shabbos yet. This is Motzei Shabbos before Shabbos. It's really the evening into Sunday, Yom Rishon of the creation of the world. So the evening of Yom Rishon, leading in Motzei Shabbos into Sunday, he wanted to create a world. He knew there were going to be tzaddikim. His chilabria take up Yom Rishon, the world started to come into fruition on Sunday, b'sviras chesed. The 6 days of the week and the 7 day Shabbos is all lined up with the seven spheros, so the seven lower spheros. Chesed is day one, ending up with Shabbos, which is Malchus, Shabbos Malchusa. So day one was spheros Chesed, shu b'tchilas hashisha k'tzavos, achar spheros Chachma u'bina. Chachma u'bina all took place on Leil Yom Rishon, the night of Matzah Shabbos. That was the Chachma u'bina, before everything got started. And then he put into the world, and Yom Rishon was Chesed again. Kemoshe Amar, Hakasiv Olam Chesed Yibane. It's built on Chesed, meaning Chesed is day one. Sheolam Nivna B'Sfiras Chesed. V'Af Sheit to Adam, even though with respect to me and you, Maschil Asiya B'Sfiras Malchus, for you and I, the Maisa action only comes Malchus. Chesed and Gur for me and you is still in the thought process. It's still like it's coming through. It hasn't left my body yet. But for Kadosh Baruch Hu, remember, everything steps back. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, that's already an Asiya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my Machshava, that itself is an Asiya. That's why Asar Mamaros, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said something, it was an Asiya. Because Hashem has a whole kingdom of Malachim, or whatever it is, to take, carry out His word into action. So even from Hashem's Chesed, that created a part of the world. So Sfir said, Aval Eitzel Hashem Yisbarach Kiviyachol, Melech HaOlam, Kfar Nechshev Havav K'tzavos La'asos Kanal. Even those stages of the early spheros, that's considered action. The person has kavana in his actions of mitzvahs. He wants to connect the mind to the speech and what he learns and what he does and what he davens. Just simply understand the words. Forget any fancy kavanas of the Rashas right now. Just understanding the words, very pashut, umot adirim bepiv, and he articulates the words bechius of the simchasam. He thinks the word baruch. So we say baruch ata Hashem, but say baruch. Baruch means blessed, the source of the makor bracha. Think about what you're saying, just for a half a second, and say the word, connecting that machshava to the dibor with simcha, with life and energy. Ayideza miyasiachad, and you're able now to connect elu chamisha chushim b'machshavaso. the kol v'diburo. Now, we said before, we just speak without thinking. Now, there really is a thought process which is in the subconscious when I want to say the word hello. So I thought about that, and it trickled through. But we speak so fast, we are not able to really connect it. But if you think about what I want to say, you try to, have a thought process here. So now you're connecting each step level of the Keser, Chachma, Bina, and then the Tferes, and then the Malchus. The Ratzel, and the Seichel, the Machshava, the Kol, the Dibur. When you mishach in all five together, Bezeh Gorim Nachas Ruach Gadol L'mala, L'asos Yichel, the Kudsh Baruch Hu, V'shinte. That creates a tremendous Nachas to Kudsh Baruch Hu. To connect all these stages, V'ideze Nishba Rav Tuva Tova, U'brachal L'olam. And through that, it's going to bring about an incredible amount of goodness and bracha into the world. Okay, Shkoyach, Mirza Hashem, will continue next week.